Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia's Blue Collar Union says it is moving forward with plans to go on strike when its current contract expires at midnight on Monday. A marathon negotiating session between District Council 33 and the Parker administration ended late last night with no agreement. In a Facebook post, the union said progress was made on some minor contract issues, but the two sides remain far apart on the key items of wages and health care benefits. The union says its 9,000 members, including sanitation workers, prison and airport staff, have long been underpaid, and they are hoping to make big gains with this contract. In a social media message, Mayor Parker says she's offering record high wage increases to DC 33.
No mayor, not one, has ever proposed wage increases over one term as large as I am proposing to the workers of District Council 33, more than 12%.
Contracts for all four unions, including police and fire, expire at midnight Monday. DC 33 has the most leverage because it represents trash collectors. During the last DC 33 strike in July of 86, tons of garbage collected on city streets during what is normally the busiest time of year for tourism. The family of a victim of the King Sessing mass shooting 2 years ago is suing the company that sold the shooter part of the gun they used to allegedly carry out the massacre. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
An aspiring actor and talented artist beloved by his community. That's just one of the many ways Jack O'Neill described Joseph Wama Jr.
He was so important to his family, and his family are just wonderful people, and they're devastated.
Wama Jr. was the first of five people killed by suspected shooter 40-year-old Kim Brady Carrick between July 2nd and 3rd, 2023 in King Sessing. The shooting spree was one of the deadliest in Philadelphia history. O'Neill is now one of the lawyers for Wama Jr.'s parents as they take an Indiana-based businessman and two of his businesses to court for selling Carricker a part of the assault rifle he used in the massacre.
This lower receiver, which is what you need to have an operable firearm, is a firearm. These out-of-state companies sell them online secretly and with no serial number. What they're doing is they're providing people that otherwise couldn't obtain a weapon, they're providing them the ability to have these deadly weapons.
In Carricker's case, a 2003 gun charge would have prevented him from buying a gun legally. The Wama's lawsuit is the second brought against the ghost gun company spawning from the King Sessing massacre. The city brought a previous suit regarding the handgun Carricker allegedly used, and it was settled for more than $1 million last year.
Non-English speakers are getting help cracking the code of Philadelphia government and politics with foreign language versions of guides by the watchdog group Committee of 70. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The Committee of 70 teamed up with the Welcoming Center to create Spanish and Chinese versions of its How Philly Works guide. The 24-page guide provides answers to questions that can be daunting even to English speakers. Who to call for help with city taxes or how to get city services. President Lauren Cristela says 70 hopes the new guides will break down barriers.
If you can't access the answers in a language that you understand, our entire system of government becomes a locked door.
Cristela said civic engagement is not a privilege for English speakers, but a right for everyone. The Welcoming Center's Anuj Gupta took it a step further, warning that the U.S. Republic is under threat from authoritarian forces. He said engagement by new arrivals is essential.
In a city where immigrants have stepped up to single-handedly stop the slide of depopulation, where immigrants have unleashed a wave of new business startups, where immigrants now count for one in every five workers, it should come as no surprise that immigrants are now stepping up to keep that republic as well.
The guides are available online at 70.org. Police in South Jersey are investigating whether more than three dozen car robberies over the last 2 weeks in two townships are connected. The latest break-ins were reported to Medford Township Police in Burlington County just before 1 a.m. Friday, and around a dozen cars across three different developments were hit. Authorities first found a stolen Dodge Ram on Butler Court in a development not far off Route 70. They determined it was stolen from a house on nearby Milton Drive. Investigators say the perpetrators also targeted unlocked cars in the Medford Chase and Taunton Trace developments. They're trying to see if these break-ins are connected with a string over a two-week span in Evesham Township. Authorities say some 21 cars have been broken into in that time. Police are asking for anyone that could have surveillance footage of the robbers to get in touch. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.